This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're in the middle of a pandemic, which, by the way, we would have made progress on had the former president actually addressed the pandemic and not suggested people inject bleach.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
You are completely ignoring the science on natural immunity. So's Fauci. So's the whole group. You're just ignoring it because you want submission. You want everybody just to submit to your will, do as you're told.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
2,500 pages. If you take a look at $3.5 trillion price tag, and you do the math, that's $1.4 billion for every page of this bill.
This is the end result of all the bright lights and the comp trips, of all the champagne and free hotel suites. It's all been arranged just for us to get your money.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And again, work is letting out here in Malden. It's filling up even more. We're at Aviva Trattoria. Come on down, everybody. Come on down.
You can still get a free slice of pizza until 6 o'clock, and there's free parking at the Jackson Street parking garage.
Right.
And everyone here is incredibly nice, I just have to say. A lot of compliments.
Everybody's very happy to be here. They're getting free pizza, and they're getting free books, getting their picture taken with me. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in. We're having a great time, and Aviva Trattoria is a great place. So they got 5 locations. They got it in Rentham, Maynard, where else?
Marlboro,
that's right. And I said Maynard, but anyway, they got a bunch of places. They got 3 M's and 2 W's. That's where they are.
And Howie, I just have to say, there's a table to our right that have had the cannolis and the espresso martinis, and everything just looks so yummy.
I had another cannoli just now.
The cannolis are incredible.
They're very
good. The tiramisu is very good, too.
I'm a cannoli guy myself. Anyway, 844-500-4242. We'll be here for one more hour, so you come on in if you're in the area, and we'll be here until 6 o'clock. Then Taylor will take over. And Monday I will be back on the air broadcasting from Boca Raton.
Mar-a-Lago!
Not quite Mar-a-Lago, but close enough. Close enough. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Good evening, Howie Carr. This is Count COVID. I want to let you and all your little listeners to know, now that it is spooky season, when they are out there trick-or-treating in 30 days, they will need to wear 2 masks when they are grifting for candy. Otherwise, they will kill their grandmothers and their favorite family pets. Make sure to get your pouchy ouchies, kiddies.
Ooh, that is scary.
Was that Count COVID or was that Charlie Parker, the panic porn purveying governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
But that was one of the craziest parts of Halloween last year. Halloween is like the one time where everyone does wear masks and you're trying to tell kids not to go out?
Didn't he say last year, someone put this on the text line, I'd forgotten all about it. Didn't he say that he had a shoot? That he put the candy through?
Oh, like, I don't remember
like
that.
Like somehow if you picked up the candy and put it through the chute, the cooties are going to go come off of it before the little kitties grab it at the bottom of the chute. What a dolt he was. But he was just getting warmed up for the turkey police at Thanksgiving, roaming through the frozen produce aisles, looking to see if you bought one, a butterball or an oven stuffer over 12 pounds. And then he moved directly on to banning Super Bowl parties and New Year's Eve parties. That goes without saying.
Howie, I'm going to scare all the moon bats this Halloween. I'm going to dress up as a job application.
Wow. That'll really frighten them. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week recognizing Bill Maher and Russell Brand as the new voices of the conservative movement. Bill Maher's recent comments on the woke culture are refreshing, as is Mr. Brand's video on Russiagate. Bold statements by both men.
Not only are the illegals free from all arrests, the court has ruled they don't need any COVID tests. No ifs, ands, or buts, in the hands of these nuts is where the fate of our nation rests.
Thank you for reminding me of Limerick Guy. Let's play cut number 17. This is Mayorkas, the DHS Homeland Security Secretary, on Monday. And again, remember, people are being fired every day of the week. Thousands of American citizens with jobs are being fired because they won't take a test. Cut 17.
We are confronted with a population of people that, as a general matter, have a rate of illness of approximately 20%. And they arrive in between the ports of entry and must be placed in congregant settings, which, as I think we all understand, precipitate or could precipitate a significant spread of the disease.
I have a solution. Build a wall.
I wish somebody would tell Dr. Fauci that the booster shot would not make him any taller.
Very good. Very good. He was asked by Hugh Hewitt, the radio morning radio guy, if he would consider resigning, considering his credibility is shot to hell. And cut 26.
I've lost confidence in the CDC and the FDA. And I actually believe a lot of Americans, a significant part of America, now have lost confidence in you, Dr. Fauci. Is there a point where you will say, I do more harm than good because people don't listen to me anymore, and step aside?
To sum up his response, you're going to have to pry him out of that job. You couldn't pry him out of that job with the jaws of life. Cut 24.
No, absolutely unequivocally no, Hugh. Sorry. I mean, I agree with a lot of the things that you've been saying. You come from a different perspective than I do. But I think the thing that gets lost in the discussion and that people need to understand,
ego.
And I do know that some people don't understand it and don't accept it, even if they, you know, smart people who evaluate it in their own context, is that we have been dealing with an evolving situation.
He's so arrogant the way he says that, no, unequivocally, no. He is such an angry man.
You know, we were talking with Mr. Garcia about pensions and 72 and 80%. The guy's making $416,000 a year. He's the highest paid federal pencil pusher there is. He's over 80 years old. He can't max out anymore that he's already making for his pension.
It's not about the money, though. It's really not.
It's about the Kleeglites.
Yeah, I don't think he lives a very extravagant life. I think he just enjoys being the center of attention.
The Napoleonic complex. Napoleonic complex, as they used to say. Short guy. Go ahead.
The children will drown in debt, not from rising oceans.
You know what? I wish I'd have thought of that. You are absolutely correct. The odds of dying in a rising ocean are approximately 1,000,000 to 1. Drowning debt, it's about over 50-50 now.
Joe Biden here. We must pass my Build Back Better plan because it will cost zero and it'll make the economy unbeatable. It'll just be the Chinese economy, No joke.
Take a look at some of these billions of dollars, trillions of dollars that they're planning to spend on these various products, and tell me where you think these products are going to be built. I'm just, you know, if you got time this weekend, there are all kinds of lists all over the internet of the of what's in this. This is a white elephant's white elephant, a boondoggle's boondoggle.
We could get it to tree equity a lot quicker if we just taxed everybody for how many trees they have.
I don't know about that. I used to have a big ash tree, but then some kind of invasive parasite came by and is killing all the ash trees, just like all the elm trees were killed by the Dutch elm disease.
Did you infect it with your black toe?
I don't think so. I liked the ash tree that I had in my backyard. I'm sad it's gone.
Oh no! Can we get the violin Howie's old? How long ago did this tree go?
Probably 6 or 7 years.
I think it's time to move on.
I know.
Republicans are excited that the Durham probe is heating up, but Democrats dismissed it as yet another example of global warming.
Yeah, I tell you, the most global warming in the Trump administration was all the hot air that was coming out of the cable networks and the major newspapers saying that Donald Trump was Putin's puppet. It was more hot air than that comes out of a volcano.
Howie, Governor LePage calling. Can you believe that awful governor of New York worsening the hospital situation by firing 25% of the staff? Say what you will about Cuomo, but Governor Procol Harum is a whiter shade of fail.
That was kind of complicated, but not bad. Not bad, Governor LePage.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You love it, guys. Everybody love it here at Viva Trattoria. One of the favorite segments of the Howie Carr Show. The chump line is, if you want to leave a message, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time every weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear more chump line messages, you can hear more chump line messages that were left over from today. And they are put together as chopped chumps. And you can get Chop Chumps at around 7 o'clock every weeknight. And you can find Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, recognizing Bill Maher and Russell Brand as the new voices of the conservative movement. Mr. Maher's recent comments on the woke culture are refreshing, as is Mr. Brand's video on Russiagate. Bold statements by both men.
Howie, I'm going to scare all the moon bats this Halloween. I'm going to dress up as a job application.
You may be charged with a hate crime in certain jurisdictions. Everybody's saying this might be the year to actually get some of your Christmas gifts. I do know of one gift that you ought to buy right now. So why do I love this gift? First, it's hard to find a gift that everyone doesn't already have, right? And this is one that I'll bet nobody has. You definitely can't get this gift at a big box store or even on the internet, which is why I'm really excited to give my listeners an early heads up on this one. It's an heirloom soup bean Christmas gift box, and it's got 10 different hard-to-find gourmet soup bean varieties, a beautiful soup bean book, and a voucher for their complete Gourmet Cooking with Heirloom Soup Beans online training courses. Not only do these fresh heirloom soup beans taste simply amazing, they're great for your immune system too. So this year, help stop the insanity outside by giving a gift that'll warm the heart on the inside just in time for the winter. one that's healthy, beautiful to look at, and one that I bet no one on your Christmas list has already. Go to heirloomsoupbeans.com. That's heirloomsoupbeans.com to order one of these gorgeous heirloom soup bean gift boxes today. That's heirloomsoupbeans.com. Supplies are truly limited. That's heirloomsoupbeans.com. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty standing there in a harp screaming out the wall of nations in a war. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
You can ask a thousand different questions, and they're all legit. I'm telling you, we're going to get this done. It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter whether it's in 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. We're going to get it done.
Let's hope not, Dementia Joe. And then he tried to take some questions, but they stopped him.
His handlers jumped right in panic mode. It's like nothing you've ever seen.
You remember when Hinckley shot at Reagan and they jumped in? You know, in front, the Secret Service agents jumped in front of him. They do that with Biden when somebody asks him a question.
Yeah,
the same
they
thing.
Do.
Trying to block
and
everything.
He said
they have to take that question. You have to take a question for the chief.
He said he would take questions, and so they all got all excited, and then his handlers were like, nope. And you know what Stephen Miller wrote? He said, the president can't even go into a meeting with his own party without having junior handlers around to tackle him. Not normal.
Oh, God. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase two. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you have gotten the shot if you had known you had natural immunity?
Only to get the government off my back. But I would have, yes.
Well, are you going to get your booster? Because that's the only way you're going to be fully vaccinated if Fauci has his way.
I am waiting the decision by Dr. FAA.
10% say yes, they still would have gotten the shot.
Do you think they're going to do, like, the same incentive program with the boosters? Because I missed out on the Krispy Kreme stuff.
I want to get in on the lottery.
Yeah, Maximilian. Vaximillion.
Yeah, I want to. Maybe if they do that, I don't think I'm going to be in Ron DeSantis land for the next 6 months, so I don't think there's going to be too many Vaximillion lotteries in New Hampshire. Incidentally, if you want to take part, sign the petitions to get the referendum questions onto the ballot next year in Massachusetts. There are going to be places to sign the petitions. We need 80,000 certified signatures by November 17th. So if you want to find out where you can sign tomorrow or Sunday, there'll be people getting signatures at various places all across the Commonwealth. You can, if you want to find out about the gas tax, how to stop Charlie Parker's gas tax, go to this website, stoptcitax.com, stoptcitax.com, and you can find out where to sign the petition to help us get it on the ballot. If you want to find out where to sign the petitions to get the voter ID, to require voter ID to vote in Massachusetts, go to massvoterid.com. And in a lot of cases, they're collecting signatures at both locations, like Cape Gunworks in Hyannis, a lot of different market baskets. It's all over the place, but check it out. StopTCITax.com and MassVoterID.com to find out where to go. And please help it out. You're helping out everybody else, and you're helping out yourself. If we can keep elections honest and keep the gas tax low, what's going on?
Why is Joe Biden always holding Nancy Pelosi's hand?
because it's better than putting a leash on him. If someone's not keeping an eye on him, he'll get lost. He'll wander off. All right. Thank you, everybody, here today at Aviva Trattoria in Malden. This is a great restaurant. We're all having a good time, and thank you. We'll be here for another half hour or so, and then Taylor will take over for the last hour of the show tonight. But we've had a wonderful time. The food is great. Stop on by. We still got books to give away. And again, you can get a free slice of pizza if you just mention my name until 6 o'clock. And thanks to everybody who's come by. It's been a great time. We've met a lot of longtime listeners and new listeners as well. It's just a wonderful place, and we enjoy it. And Officer Mark says, I've got a new protection business for the outfit. Honest Howie's Foliage Scorch Credits. I'll get right on it, boss.
Speaking of Officer Mark, can I give a quick shout out? Officer Mark gave me a fresh bottle of Tito's when he was in the office, and it was very needed in my household. So I appreciate that. That's not good. Go to waste.
Thank you, and I appreciate the two bottles of wine. I sound like Nicky Pocket's bag man now talking about bottles of wine. But thank you, Officer Mark, for that. I appreciated the autograph book by the Penguins in the South Pole that have benefited from Honest Howie's carbon credits. We've decided to give carbon credit equity to the Southern Hemisphere.
Wow.
We're not just for polar bears anymore in the North Pole. We have to take care of the penguins at the South Pole.
You're so charitable.
That's what we are. Now it's time for Police Blotter. Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
You know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories about the local constabulary, the local police department, or the not-so-local police department. Many newspapers have a police log or a police blotter. The police themselves send it to the paper. Or it can be a standalone story in your local daily or weekly newspaper, or more often than not nowadays, something you saw on the internet. And what you should do, if you see a funny story involving the cops, send it to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read in our opinion, the funniest stories of the week. And the two best entries of the week receive a nice gift. What do they get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a copy of Plug Uglies, because that seems to be the most requested book lately. Maybe it's the areas we're traveling in.
I'm not going to say anything. Malden is close to Medford, which is close to Somerville.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
That's all I need to say.
All right, so let's get to it. Here are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Wanted man found sleeping in a pile of chicken fingers and meth. Pleasant Grove authorities received a report.
Usually I thought meth depressed your appetite.
I don't know. I can't speak to any of that, so I would have no idea.
We have several stories about meth today, by the way.
Yes, we do. Authorities received a report of an individual breaking into the concession stand at the athletic complex.
They have a meth concession stand?
No. He was stealing a large quantity of snacks. They found him the next morning sleeping in the facility's press box, surrounded by piles of chicken fingers, chips, candy, and methamphetamine, and admitted
Sounds like some sports reporters I know. How do we know he didn't belong in the press box?
This is, by the way, an Alabama man.
Show enough. Roll Tide.
Police charged that Joel Lewis swiped two watches from a Walmart in Largo on Saturday afternoon.
Florida man.
A store employee provided cops with a description of the suspect to include a Gronkowski jersey he was wearing. Lewis, who was hiding in a bush near the Walmart, was apprehended within minutes of the theft. Still in his Gronkowski jersey, he was collared after a short foot chase. He reportedly confessed to stealing the watches and apologized for his actions.
Well, at least Gronkowski jerseys are probably a little more common in the Tampa Bay area. Then there was a guy you know, 20, 30 years ago, he was from Charlestown, and he was on one of these gangs that robbed the armored cars, and he was wearing his high school hockey team jacket.
Oh no, that's not good.
He should have gotten some advice from some of the older members of the outfit, you know, to change his garb.
You'd think. Woman charged with felonies. Woman charged with grits attack.
Grits?
Grits. A Florida woman is behind bars for allegedly striking her boyfriend in the head with a saucepan containing freshly cooked grits.
Were they instant or fully cooked?
I think they were fully cooked. Darice Johnson and the victim were
Darice
arguing.
Sounds like someone who would use the real make-from-scratch grits.
She struck the man with a metal saucepan inside the couple's St. Petersburg residence.
Tell her she can kiss my grits!
Kiss my grits. Contained within the pan was hot grits, which spilled on the victim.
Well, I hope it wasn't cold grits. There's nothing nastier than cold grits.
Do you like grits?
No.
I do, actually. I think they're good. It's like oatmeal. It's like cheesy oatmeal.
Yeah, I don't know. I prefer hash browns. But I guess it's okay if you put red-eye gravy on it.
Probably by itself, it's not that good. Indian passenger caught smuggling gold up his butt in weird crime trend. I don't know why they're acting like this is a new trend. I feel like people smuggle things up their butts a lot.
Yeah, usually it's a different kind of contraband than gold, though.
Yes. A man was busted smuggling nearly 2 pounds of gold paste in his butt at an airport in India. One of at least 3 cases of people stuffing the precious metal up their rumps in the region in the past year. The officer took him to a medical exam room for an x-ray and allegedly found the treasure valued at $56,000. Wow.
Why would he have to smuggle it?
I don't know. I'm guessing he wasn't supposed to have it.
Grace, I thought you did some research on these stories.
Well, they don't go into, you know, the his motive. It's just
the laws on the Indian subcontinent.
Customer finds naked woman.
Was the Indian related to the fake Indian?
That's a good question, too. Customer.
Many, many moons since I get busted going through airport with gold up my, you know what, where the moon don't shine.
Customer finds naked woman in back of seat. This is Pensacola, Florida. That's like 4 Florida stories in a row.
It's in a different time zone, you know.
And no one asked you. No one's saying that you're near all these crimes.
You know, Grace, did you know that there are 2 time zones in Florida? Many people don't know that.
I did not know that. A woman has been arrested after a customer and employees at a car dealership say they found her naked in the back seat of a Jeep Wrangler last week. Alexis King is charged with burglary.
I hate to be a snob, but that's the kind of thing that happens in Pensacola.
Oh, is it? You are a snob. That's a snobby thing to say.
People are laughing here. The Florida snowbirds are laughing. They're chuckling.
A customer at the car dealership complained about the naked woman in the back of the Jeep, and a receptionist reported the same story.
You know what? If Hunter Biden had been shopping for a car, he would not have complained about the naked woman being in the back seat.
That is very true. Next up, Tennessee police arrest woman wearing only a mask, tail, and underwear.
A mask, tail?
No, a mask, comma, tail, and underwear. all right, so this is how it starts. The police found an abandoned car still in motion at the intersection of two
Wait
roads.
A second.
It was ghost riding.
It couldn't have been that abandoned if it was still going, right? And there was somebody in the car.
Maybe it was a spirit. Spooky.
A spirit fluid car.
A witness reportedly doused a fire that broke out on one of the doors after it hit a guardrail. All right, so little do they know. So this car belongs to 23-year-old Marissa Ferrante. A seemingly separate incident later on Monday involving reports of a masked, naked woman ringing doorbells along the turned out to be connected when the suspect was identified as Ferrante. When they arrived, they found Ferrante wearing only a mask, a tail, and underwear, stopping traffic at an intersection. They tried to approach her, but she fled on foot and jumped a fence at a house nearby. What a busy day for this woman. The officers found her pretending to defecate on a lawn while talking to a dog in an enclosure before she began eating grass. While taking her into custody, she reportedly tried to kick and bite officers.
What was the bail that Hunter Biden had to?
I want to know. I want to know where Teacher was if Ferrante was around.
Get it? Get it?
Only those who are able to get the booster shot get that one.
Florida man uses trash bin to trap an alligator. A video of a.
This was a great story. You see that story? Yeah, that was a good story.
Eugene
Bozzi. That guy
Bozzi.
Was good. He did a good job. He's a Marine.
You know, Howie, I think...
Semper Fi.
You could do that.
Trap an alligator?
Yeah, you installed insulation up in your attic. Who says you couldn't trap an alligator? He approached the alligator with a large black trash bin and with a blue lid as his family and friends watched. It's really something you have to kind of see. So just type that into your computers tonight.
But what happens is he keeps pushing it at the alligator, and the alligator's going... I didn't know alligators did that.
Yeah, alligators hiss. That's pretty common knowledge.
I didn't know this.
I didn't know that either.
This is a new
Taylor, the little alligator expert, are we?
He's a, what do you call it? What is Taylor a herpetologist? Is that what you call a reptile expert, a herpetologist?
I prefer alligator hunter.
I really like this story, and I want to get to it before we go to the break here. Disgruntled golfer. Pours weed killer on green.
Armed this sounds like something out of Caddyshack.
Armed with a watering can full of liquid glyphosate?
I don't know. This is what you remember when Trump was president? They used to do that to his golf courses?
Yeah, he had issues with the club after the termination of his membership in early 2020. He clashed with the owners over his behavior towards club staff, and no one wanted to play golf with him.
I wonder why.
After losing his membership, on the evening of April 19th this year, the groundskeeper spotted the masked man on the third green over the club's newly installed...
Of course he was a masked man. He would have only been, stand out if he wasn't masked.
He quickly jumped into his car and tried to get him. Newton, the guy who was doing this, tried to run, but he slipped into the path of the vehicle. Because, you know, golf courses can be slippery.
His name was Newton?
He was difficult in bullying. Yeah.
Where did this happen?
That's a very, very good question, and I will let you know in a moment. I usually have it highlighted, but it's escaping me right now.
All right.
Woolley Park Golf Club. You know Woolley Park, Howie.
There was someone named Newton that was an associate of Whitey Bulger back in the day.
Oh, there you go.
West Yorkshire. Crikey, mate. This is in the United Kingdom, Governor.
All right, when we get back, I have your winners.
All right, we will be right back. 844-500-4242.
But before we go to break, I should let everyone know that Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill, for over 100 years. Make sure you check out Pantadosi Baking Company. We will be right back with the rest of Police Blotter Facts Friday.
I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
What's your name?
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I just wanted to give everyone a heads up. Dr. Matt is going to be on in the last hour. That's always a fan favorite, so keep tuning in. Don't turn the dial because Dr. Matt's going to have all your pet questions. Howie, do you mind if I go right into a runner-up here?
Go right ahead.
Missouri man selling catalytic converter online forgets to hide his meth. A Missouri man.
See, I told you we had multiple meth stories here today.
Yeah, we really do.
Did he make the picture when he was at the in the press box in Alabama?
Apparently, he must have been under the influence because in the background of his picture he posted, he left his large bag of meth and syringe on the coffee table. Take note, if you are selling items on social media, make sure your drugs aren't in the background. This reminds me of when people call up the cops and say, I got bad cocaine, and they, like, complain about it.
Yeah, and it's a huge bag, too, of meth.
I'll try to do one more runner-up really quick.
Okay, hold on.
Pit bulls fatally maul suspected home intruder in Georgia. Two pit bulls.
This is the feel-good story of the day.
The homeowner, who is not publicly identified, returned to his residence last Friday morning and made the grisly find on his porch. They have pictures.
Grisly? Surely they meant to say amusing.
Yeah, the headline tells you most of what you need to know. Okay, so here.
You ought to see the picture of this guy too.
Here are the two winners. Self-proclaimed shaman accused of starting California fire said she was trying to boil bear urine.
What?
A California woman.
Boil bear urine.
What did I say?
I didn't understand what you said.
Boil bear urine.
Okay.
This sounds like one of those, like, bear beats.
Okay, boil bear urine. But this was not the shaman with the horns who's been in jail since January 6th.
No, this is a woman shaman.
A different shaman. There's a lot of shaman. Is there an international brotherhood of shamans?
This is a Shah woman. She ignited a wildfire that has thousands of homes under threat after she was trying to boil bear urine. Alexandra Suvernerva is sentenced up to 9 years if convicted of starting the Fawn fire. The blaze has destroyed roughly 41 homes.
I guess this answers the eternal question, does a bear urinate in the woods?
Okay, now this is by far the best story of the week, maybe the best story of the month. Drunk man spends hours with search party looking for missing person. He was the missing person.
This was Cape Cod, and his last name was Kennedy, right?
No, this is a 50-year-old Turkish resident living in the northwestern Bursa province. He was reportedly drinking with a group of friends earlier this month when he wandered off alone. His friends, according to the outlet, became concerned. They gathered a search party together. Meanwhile, during his wanderlings, this man was said to have eventually stumbled upon a search party that was combing through the trees for a missing person. He wanted to help. So then all of a sudden they started shouting his name, and he started shouting his name like, I'm right here. What's wrong? And then he said, what are we looking for? I am here. The outlet reported that
at least that guy had the excuse of being drunk. I mean, how about the people in the search party, though? What was their excuse for not knowing that they'd found him?
And by the time you gather a search party?
Would the search party take a drink under extreme social pressure, too?
The outlet reported that law enforcement officials then took him aside to confirm his identity and question what happened over the previous hours. During the questioning, he expressed concerns he was going to get in trouble with his family. Don't punish me too harshly, officer. My father will kill me, he added.
All right. Thanks to everybody at the Viva Trattoria, including the staff. We appreciate it. We had a great time. I'll be in Florida Monday. Wish me well. Thank you, everybody. Taylor's taking over from here. I'm Howie Carr.